Cole Ashley Wolf. Oh, good. Hi, Ashley. Okay, it's coming in. I don't know what it was. Sorry, I'll hang up. Yeah, it's okay. I was having trouble with the Zoom letting in people. But, okay. Yes. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, everyone. Hope you can hear me. Let me know. The artist was on, but I think we had a little bit of an issue, so I'm going to let him know that we can try. Okay.
It's Robin. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Good morning.
Hi, Robin. Good morning. Yeah, let me get the artist back on. He was on the meeting, but couldn't get in. Somehow it was not showing me that he was waiting to get in. So I'm going to call him. Just one second, please.
Yeah, that's what it did to me.
Yeah. Hi, Cliff. Can you please try getting in again? We have everybody set up and I'm able to see. Yes, please. I think I can let you in now. It's letting me let you in. Yeah. No, I don't. Okay, do you have the right Zoom? Let me send you the link again. Let me invite you to come in. How's that? Hold on a second, just in case. All right, for me. Yes. Sorry.
Are you sending me a new link?
I'm going to invite you and see if you can come in. If I invite you, I just all of a sudden lost it again. What's going on? Ashley, are you there?
Yes.
Could you please invite Cliff Garten to the...
Yes.
Thank you. Do you have his address?
I have his email, but I'm trying to figure out how to invite him.
Okay. It's cliffgartenstudio.com, correct?
No, cg at cliffgartenstudio.com.
Yes, yes, that's it. I just sent you the invite.
Okay, copy. So you should have a Zoom invite if you want to use that.
Well, everybody else is already here on this one, Cliff. It may be just easier to, hopefully. Copy invite link. I invited you through the Zoom, and I also sent you an email. You should be getting it right now with a link. Let's try again and see if I can let you in. I don't know why you're not coming in the, I see everybody else. And thank you everyone for your patience. I checked this out yesterday and we tested it again because I have a new laptop and everything was working well.
Okay, so you sent me a Zoom
sign. Yes, a Zoom link. Did you see it?
Okay, can you send that to Sixto also?
Yes, he was copied in that email.
Okay.
I already did both of you.
But, okay. I had a Google link. This is Zoom.
So yeah, this is Zoom. This is Zoom. There, your Sixto is there. I'm admitting him. Okay. Good morning, Sixto. And there you are. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. I think we have everybody in now. Thank you. All right. Let's get the view of this. I'm going to turn off my phone. Thanks. All right. Let me just, again, we're going to start recording. So good morning, everyone. Just a little announcement. Jen Jones, our public art director, will not be able to join us yet. She may jump in later. Something else came up, but we have Ashley Wolf from the Culture Council to help me with any technical assistance. As you know, I always need it. Thank you for Major Colvin to be here for the sheriff's office. And I think Robin Smith is here from Public Works. I'm not sure if Reggie Exum is going to be able to come. I hope so. And then like to introduce Cliff Garten, our artist and finalist for the Courthouse Plaza, as well as Sixto Cordero, who is on the call as well. Cliff, I'm going to just hand it to you unless anybody has any questions just for now.
Okay.
You should be able to drive your PowerPoint presentation on the Zoom link.
Okay. Okay, is that good for everyone?
Yes. Looks good on my point of view. So yeah. Okay.
So everyone can see the courthouse. Everyone's on mute.
You're not in presenter mode though, Cliff. You're just showing your PowerPoint screen.
Right. Okay, now we don't have the right screen, do we?
Right.
Screens are reversed now. Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. So we're looking at this site. And probably this area right here. Entering the courthouse. My project is going to be a collaboration with some poets and writers from Jacksonville. These are images of a project in Memphis called I Am a Man, which uses text in a similar way to the way I'm going to use it in this project. And this is another project in North Carolina that we're just completing. This is a box of stainless steel or bronze, and it's illuminated from the inside. These are columns from a project in Philadelphia. Some of the proposals have columns, and these are screens, very much like the screens that we want to use in this piece, because we understand that you don't want to block any view and you want to be able to see people on the site at all times. So these are none of these are finished designs. And what we've done is we've tried to create an entire menu of options, because at this point we have another month to go, and we really, well, over a month, and we don't really, you know how, you know, we're really going to design the piece, but these are the design options that we've studied so far. And so our goal here today is to make sure that the sheriff's office is comfortable with anything that we would do. So we have a whole bunch of options here. The first options would be, this is a plan view. The courthouse is up at the top here. We've left space for the new road, which actually only leaves these two palm trees on either side of the walkway. So the idea is, in all of these designs, we're flanking this walkway because people are crossing from the street, from the parking structure across the street down here, and they're going to, you know, approach the courthouse. So we're creating an entry statement with all these designs. So these are screens, and you can see that they're cut through, so they would be transparent in this inset here, so that if there's anyone behind the screen, you could see them. And they're about 8 feet tall at the tallest end, and then they die to the grade. And there'd be a concrete path snaking through here. Now, the strategy for what is cut out of these screens in any of these designs is what, you know, we're working with. But part of that laser cutout that's transparent would be text. And I am collaborating with a group of writers from Jacksonville who would compose that text. And then fit it to the sculpture. Here's another design that shows how these screens might play out in the landscape, and then the paths would move across the lawn, because we've been asked to design for a second phase, which would fill the lawn with a series of, I assume, small paved spaces that could be used as breakout spaces for activities from the courthouse or public activities. None of these designs require any new planting, because one of the criteria was not to plant any new trees and to keep the space entirely open. But again, these screens occur in, you know, kind of layers, but again, they would be cut out like this, so they would be transparent and you could see through them. Now, it's important to point out that in all of these designs, we have carefully engineered a viewpoint from your camera. So the first image is always the west camera and the second is the east camera. So what the west camera does not cover at an angle, the east camera would cover, so you would know who was in the space and where they were. So looking from the west, you would see this, but if someone was hiding behind here, that would be picked up by the east camera. And we need information from you, if this works for you, because, you know, that's what this call is about. So this is the first strategy with, you know, using screens that flank this walkway as an entryway to the courthouse. And it doesn't provide, you know, any seating or any places for anyone to linger, but it does provide, you know, a point of interest, and this text, which is going to be about Jacksonville and probably about justice, because it is a courthouse. So, you know, you can see here, these are illuminated at night, and, you know, you can see the people behind them. This is another design option, which is a series of columns, which are also transparent, that carry a series of block letters of text. In this case, these are placeholders, justice for all. These columns, I'll try to, here's one example of a column. I have some better columns to show you, but these block letters then, which are on, sitting on the columns, would carry the text, the laser cut text. So this is an example of, you know, a structure similar to what I would be proposing in stainless steel for the columns that hold the letters. And again, they flank the entryway. So as you enter the courthouse, and here's another, you know, illuminated column, like the column that would hold the block letters. So here's the west camera view. And then here's the east camera view. So, you know, really open in this case. And from the front. These are stainless steel letters in another project in Memphis. And they've been cut with text. So these block letters on top of the columns would carry a text. This is an option which is an overhead, smaller pavilions on either side of the doorway with an open roof. Text would also be incorporated into these. I'm not sure how, but the columns would have this same kind of structure. It's a series of stainless steel rods that are arrayed that are, you know, offer a transparent structure that gathers light during the day, and then an open roof. I don't know if the text would be in the roof or on the columns, or we're not sure yet. So there's the west camera view, and here's the east camera view. And Again, an image of what the columns would look like. This option keeps these are more or less light boxes that run along either side of the walkway. And they keep the letters up in the air. Now, each of these banners, or, you know, I don't know what to call them, start out on the ground here and then they go up and stop. This is about 11 feet high. And it comes back down to the ground. And in this part, this would be a light box. So it's actually, if you can see, it's double walled and there are lights inside, but it's not transparent, but it doesn't matter because it's elevated above the ground. So this also is a light box. So you can see at night that banner would, and its text, which is composed by my collaborating poets, would be illuminated at night and look like this. So it'd be, you know, very beautiful at night. And there are larger letters on this that spell out words like justice that have to do with a court system. And then in between those letters would be the smaller text. And those texts would be historical texts about Jacksonville. But all of the text that the poets are composing and dealing with is really about Jacksonville. And all of these writers and poets are from Jacksonville. You can see here that this is, you know, a box. And it would be stainless steel or bronze. And these letters would, be in relief, they would pop off the surface of that box. So here's the east camera view and the west camera view. But it's totally open. at this moment right here, where this thing, it's not a double-walled box here, this metal, which is about, you know, an eighth of an inch, turns into a single strand, and it is also cut through with letters like this. So in these spaces are the smaller text, and these large letters also have text cut through them, but they're set off the face, so light, you know, comes out from the sides. And I don't have any example of that because I've never built anything like that. And these are just different options about how we would, you know, place the banners onto the site. This design combines the banners with that go back to the ground with earthworks. So you can see that the logic of this is that we have something that starts on the ground, it raises off the ground. Again, it's all cut with text. And then it dies back into these berms, which are no higher than 36 inches, because that was the requirement. So they have very shallow slopes. And then all of that, again, it's a light box just like this, and it's got these larger letters and the smaller text cut through it. During the day, they read as dark, and at night, they are illuminated. And here you can see how, in the west camera view, how this dies back into the berm. Again, we're being real sensitive to make sure that these spaces are open and there's no place for anyone to hide. And the east camera view. And some perspectives of this. This design is interesting to us because I'll show you in the last image. We intend to continue these low berms, which are 3 to 2 feet tall, throughout the lawn on each side, as the proposal for the second phase to develop those spaces as usable breakout spaces for the staff and community of the courthouse and the community. So this is more of a close-up, you know, these are just sketches, but the solid part of, you know, that you, what the thing you can't see through ends up here at this height, and then when it goes down to the ground, it's semi-transparent because this is all cut with laser cut with text. In this option, we have the paved spaces, or the spaces where people can gather under the banner, not really close to the walkway, but they're pushed further to the side, so there'd be some kind of berm here. And these, in this case, they're not light boxes. This was just a ribbon of cut text that rises off the berm and then comes back down to the ground. And here is this west camera view shows you a good image of how the berm would, you know, snake around and then come back out into the larger lawn. That would happen on each side. Here's the east camera view. Again, you know, there's still a space between where this ribbon ends in the berm, but it's a way of starting on the ground, going up, and then reconnecting to the ground and the landscape. So really the sculpture becomes an integral entire landscape that is established as the entryway moving out to the east and west sides of the lawn in front of the courthouse. This is an archway option.
Pardon me? Cliff, real quick on those banners. How wide are those going to be in your thought? 3 feet wide?
Yes, from here to here is 3 feet.
So would it be possible especially in, let's see, it was number four. I had some concerns with your third idea, but as we moved along to your fourth, fifth, and sixth idea, with the ribbons going down to ground level and being 3 feet wide, I've got a concern of people being able to walk on them. Now, is it going to be so thin that, number one, they won't be able to walk on them because it would be destroyed, or would they be able to walk on them because of the physical structure?
Right here.
Right there, and also on the actual where it does the swirl up right in the front here. Section. Right. Is it going to be wide enough at 3 feet for people to be able to climb on it and stand on it and literally even, I guess, based on what I'm seeing, be able to walk from one side to the other? How sturdy is it going to be?
Well, it has to be engineered so that if some Yahoo wanted to get up and climb on it, it would hold. In addition, you have hurricane winds, so your criteria is 130 miles an hour. So we have to engineer for wind shear. So everything would be stamped by a Florida engineer, and it would be engineered. With regard to your first question, I think that what we would probably try to do would be to have this, I don't know if there's a better, yeah, this, maybe this could be just a really thin line so no one could, climb on it.
And what about
we could start the box up here, the light box at this level, and have a quarter of an inch, or an eighth of an inch of laser cut steel, stainless steel down here.
And what about the other?
This other one right here.
Could you do the same thing where it's quarter inch? Where?
Yes. We had always intended that. At this point right here, the box that's illuminated stops, and then this is a single sheet.
Okay.
Yeah, so see, you can see where it's darker here.
Right.
Yeah, so that's where the box stops, and then this is a single laser cut sheet. And that's why I was trying to emphasize that this has a certain amount of transparency. But to me, it would... it'd be very hard. I guess the question that we have is, are you relying on these cameras? I mean, because we've taken a lot of time to study and set up these camera views for you so you could see what was happening there.
Yeah, we're relying on the cameras. Matter of fact, I've got four people in the camera room right now that do nothing but watch the outside of this courthouse on all four sides. And, on an average daily basis, what you're presenting is absolutely no problem whatsoever, and it's totally workable.
Okay.
The problem that we run into is all it takes is something to happen in another city, and then the next thing we're turned upside down with, as you so eloquently put it, Yahoos that are going to be doing anything and everything to be disruptive, be unlawful. But we even had them ripping up the graphs by hand, if that just tells you how...
That's a lot of anger, Mr. Colvin.
I've observed it personally. So
I believe you.
So my concern is if somebody's going to if it can be walked on, they're going to walk on it. If they can climb on it, they're going to climb on it. I really liked option one and two in the direction that was going.
Oh, wait a minute now. What, you mean design option one and two?
Yeah, design option one and two. It didn't impede as much of our vision with the cameras. It was sort of like the see-through fencing.
The screens on the ground, yes.
That's right. It was the see-through fencing, and it was the justice for all on the pillars.
Yeah.
But I will say 3, 4, 5, and 6 is some beautiful stuff. I've just got a little bit more security concern with the width of it being.
Well, what I'm concerned about with these is that, you know, in order to make this text work, it's going to have to be very fine. And so I don't know if it'll all be cut out with, that large, right? And so that's why, and again, you just have to excuse us because we're trying to find the right design here. But that's why on the banners one, which I think is one that we're favoring, we like getting this up off the ground so we can put that finer text in these areas and light it up at night.
Right. And that's one reason why I really like the Justice for All, each letter having its own pillar that was up and out of reach.
So okay. Just to say, the width that Cliff is referring is 3 feet is the vertical width. The thickness of the box is actually 6 to 8 inches. So it'd be kind of it'd be significantly harder for somebody to kind of walk on that. They'd have to walk a tightrope.
Like they're walking a tightrope. I mean, right. It's not.
Right. Okay.
Plus there's a. You know, there's a slope here, which, right. Makes it even more difficult.
Well, I think with talking about thinning it out on both ends would be a big help. So,
well, we definitely would thin it out on both ends. But Mr. Colvin, I think the thing is that at this point, we're all favoring these designs because they have a certain kind of elegance. And they have a language that works with the classicism of the courthouse.
I agree.
So I'm hoping that these are going to be acceptable and that we can build them so that, we minimize all these security threats. If this was a single sheet from this post down to here, I don't think that anyone could really, walk it. I don't even know if anyone could walk this because it is, as Sixtus said, pretty narrow. And then this would be a single sheet from here going down.
And a perforated sheet for that matter with all the letters, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, and as you can see on the examples that we've provided, the letters are small enough that, people can't really fit their fingers through them to get a grip. They're, very small font, so that's also, it's been a concern on previous projects like the I Am a Man or the Charlotte one that Cliff presented.
Well, I mean, no one's ever climbed those, but this was rendered not as a box, but as a single sheet. So these are just ribbons. And that would make it even more difficult. We probably increase the thickness of the gauge of the metal. Then, obviously nothing's engineered. These are just concept sketches to make sure that you're comfortable with the direction that we're going in.
Yeah, I'm so far, everything that we've talked about, I've got a good comfort level with. Actually, the only one that I would like to strike of having concern with would be, I believe it was option three. It was...
okay, I'm sorry. Going back.
Yeah, oh, it was four. I'm sorry, four.
The temple one?
Yeah, the temple one.
Okay, that's gone then. That's our least favorite.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me too.
Yeah, we just narrowed that down. I mean, I think these are some of the ones that, you know, we really like, but in the developing these, we really felt that by dropping that back to the berm, we're really creating a really beautiful connection to the landscape. And that was something that, you know, not only was required in the prospectus, but that, you know, something that we do with our work is relate the sculpture to the landscape. And so there's no problem with any of these berms then? Are they all okay? I think he had to go.
Based on what I'm seeing, yes, I think we're good to go.
Okay, excellent. Terrific. Okay, and then there were some options for an archway. You could see here how the text would be cut out of these. And I don't know if, like in the West Camera view, there's kind of a blind spot here. So I'm not sure this is a really good option. There's the East Camera view. And I suppose this is a lot easier to climb on.
I've got a couple of concerns over that one, like I did number four.
Mr. Colvin, I think we're going to nix this one also, because this was not one of our favorites. But then this one, you know, which would be kind of a light box that went across, that I don't know how you feel about that.
Is that one going to be sort of?
Yeah, it's got a width, 6 inch. Yeah, it's not see-through because it's a box. So you really, you can't see through it.
Gotcha.
So there would be, you know, opportunities for somebody to hide right there, I suppose.
Right.
But here's the West Camera view. It's pretty open, and the East Camera view. And if someone wanted to climb it, I suppose they'd have to try to shimmy up it. This is about 6 inch width here, 10 inch width.
I don't see any more issue with that one than the other options. I mean, six inch width with a twist on it that it's got, it's got potential.
Okay.
I definitely wouldn't throw a, you know, count it out.
Okay. And then just as a sketch, you know, whatever the main sculpture is, because this phase is really about this, you know, main sculpture that flanks the entryway, we would take that system of berms and, you know, move it across the lawn into these paved breakout spaces that people could use. And is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so let's review your comments so we know. You did like these, but I have a concern with these because I don't know if I can promise you that everything is going to be cut that openly, because the text, you know, will be fine. So some of these areas would be.
And that was a concern of mine.
Yeah. Okay. So that one's questionable then. unless we can keep it really open, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then you like the rod columns. For various reasons, one being the expression of ideas about justice that the poets and writers from Jacksonville that I'm collaborating with are going to be working with. They need some space to so that some of their texts can be, you know, really readable. And this doesn't provide that. So we have, although this has merits, and I know that you like this one because of its openness, that there is that problem with the expressive potential of this in terms of what we're trying to do. So this is not one of our favorites. This is out, okay? That one, where the temple one is out.
Yeah.
And this whole series of banners that are elevated that come off the ground are possibilities as long as we make it difficult for anyone to climb them.
Correct.
Or to hang on them. But
right.
So maybe the higher off the ground they are, except at these touch points, the better, you know. Sixto, what is this height right here? Is it 12 feet, 11 feet from the bottom?
I think most of them are at 11 feet. I don't recall that one exactly, but yeah, most of them are 11.
Yeah. So these areas here have to be a single strand of laser cut metal. So we'll go to 3/8 of an inch or something. So any part that touches the ground then would be a single strand that would be laser cut and semi-transparent. And then in these options where we're dropping back to the ground to connect to the landscape, we would make sure that, you know, this part right here is not a box, but the box ends up here, and this was a single strand, a single thickness, as it would be here. So box ends here, and then we have 1 3/8 inch laser cut piece connecting back to the ground. And, you know, the same thing in these. Is that a fair assessment of our understanding of your comments?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Because I really think these banner ones are, they have a lot of merit in terms of the way they work with the architecture and reconnect to the landscape and carry, you know, messages about justice, which is our intention, to connect to the concept of the court systems and Jacksonville history. We can move forward now with one of these. Is there any need for us to check in with you as, you know, the design develops into the final design?
Now, are you talking to me or Hilda? Or?
I guess, Claude, I'm asking you and Hilda and the Cultural Council what the right process would be here.
Okay, on my side, what I'll do is I'll take all these notes from each one of the three finalists, and any points that Mayor Colvin has brought up that are issues, and I make sure that all three of you have that list of information. And unless you have a question of something specific, I think you move on forward until the presentation for the art selection panel.
Okay.
Does this sound okay to you, Mr. Colvin?
Yes, that's fine with me.
Okay, all right.
I have a question.
Hi,
this is Reggie Exum, Operations Manager for the Duval County Courthouse. Just keep in mind that the courthouse is owned by the city, and any designs that Major Colvin and you agree on, I have to present to Public Buildings prior to any acceptance on them. But I'll probably go along with anything that Major Colvin, you know, decides on, but it has to be accepted through public buildings, and that goes all the way to the mayor for his approval. Okay, I just want to make that very clear to everybody.
Thank you, Mr. Exum. Yes, that will be part of the process with the art selection panel as well.
Right. And
to make sure that the, yes, that the public works and the city is involved and present.
It's public buildings, not public works.
I'm sorry, public buildings.
Thank you. Ma'am.
Yes.
All right. I just want to make sure everybody was clear on that particular.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Because we might agree on everything here and the mayor not like it. So, you know, but you're, as part of the art council, you're familiar with all that. So, you know, you've got a lot more clout there than we do.
Well, thank you. And I want to thank Cliff and Sixto also for presenting this so timely. And I think we have a couple minutes to get ready for our next interview. So Cliff and Sixto, is there anything else that we can answer for you right now, or
we have to just engineer it so that it's not, you know, climbable.
Good start, though. I think I'm excited about the propositions and the possibilities that can go from here, that can happen with these. So thank you both. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody,
for your comments.
And I'll talk to you soon. I'll stay in touch.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye now. All right. Hey, Ashley. Thank you.